Thank you for calling Omex Health. My name is Rachel. How may I help you?
Hi, I was calling to find out when our next shipment was. I don't think I have an account number, but can you check by the name?
Okay, I'd be happy to assist with that. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, your name?
It's my husband's name is Donald Burns, B-U-R-N-S.
Okay, and I thank you for that. Excuse me. Okay, and your zip code, please?
26003.
Okay, thank you for that information. And is the account, is it under the name of Donald?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, just a moment, please. It'll be just a moment. Okay, and I do apologize for the wait. I'm still trying to get your information pulled up. Okay, may I also have your name, please?
Carolyn.
Okay, and I thank you for that information. Excuse me. Let me try it again. I didn't pull up anything under your husband's name, so now I'm trying to access something under your name. Okay. All right, Ms. Burns, for security purposes, please verify your address.
51 Greenwood Avenue, Wheeling, West Virginia.
Okay, and I thank you for that information. I've gotten an account pulled up that shows your name and your address. And it shows that you had a subscription for the Omax 3 Ultra Pure and a 60-day subscription, and there was an attempt in October to get a shipment out, and the charge didn't go through, possibly due to a change in card. And the system has closed at the account, but we can certainly restart it up.
Okay. I'm not sure if that's when we had, that may have been when we had a fraud call.
Okay.
And they sent us new cards. So I guess that makes sense.
Okay. So let me take a look. You had a 60-day subscription for $79.99.
Yeah, and I may start taking it myself, but my husband just doesn't remember to take it every day. So I'm wondering if there's something we could spread it out a little bit, or so I just don't want to. I seem to get overloaded with them, so I don't want that to happen again.
Okay. Yeah, with the subscription, with the 60-day subscription, I wouldn't be able to probably extend the dates today, but you can have them instead of them being shipped every 60 days if he's not taking it every day. You could have it shipped every 4 months if he's only taking one.
It takes two, but when he remembers, so that's
okay.
I guess it's kind of like taking one a day. So you would do it, you would send it every 4 months instead of 2 months.
Yeah, the frequency of your shipments can be adjusted depending on how you take it.
Okay, we could try that. Are there any other, it's kind of expensive also. I thought about trying it myself, but not really wanting that expense. Is there anything else, any other promotions or anything?
Okay, let me check to see what we currently have available. let's see, depending on. Okay, we do have a, let's see. We have a 60-day subscription for 35% off. I can get it for you 35% off. We're at $62.50, still with no additional tax or shipping.
Okay. So that would be $62.50 every 4 months.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, we could try that for a little while, and I'll just have to decide how it goes, see how it goes.
Okay. So let's see, $62.50.
Could you start that to send on March 1st or the end of February?
Okay, if you're not needing any now, if I update your card information and put in an order, it'll cause it to get shipped out. Excuse me, please. I wouldn't be able to. So are you wanting, you're not wanting to have a shipment right now?
Well, I do have two boxes, but if
okay.
If we did that and then maybe not make the next shipment till, I know they don't expire real soon. I could just have them for the next, you know what I mean? For the March when they're needed. If we just make the next one after that, you know, March, would that be April or May?
Yeah, if it ships today, let's see. If it ships today, it would have your next shipment for March. But you would have to give us a call back because the system will readjust and set the date once the what's called the tracking number is applied to the account. It will show what the next shipping date is, and then at that time, we can change and update it. But with the immediate placing for the order, the system won't allow the change for the date yet. If it would be an inconvenience for you to call back.
I can't. So when would I need to call back by? I have to mark my calendar.
Or, let's see. I put in a request to have it. But, let's see. Today is the 11th, so it would be about the 11th of March. It's when the system would set a date. So from March, actually you could do it from March to, oh, well, you know what? It still wouldn't do it, though. It would do it after the next shipping date. I can go ahead and change your frequency today, and I can put in a request to have your date amended to, let's see, March. Would you like to have the next shipment in the month of July?
Let me see if I
because
have two boxes now.
It will set it for March, and then 4 months out from March would be in the month of July, and I can change the frequency, I think, in the system, but I can just put in a request for, the department that handles that to make those adjustments in your account without you having to actually call back in.
Okay, that would work.
Okay. All right, so for this shipment, it's $62.50. And the card that shows that was on file is a Discover that ends in 3876 and expired 1122, so that card is no longer any good?
Correct.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a Visa number.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready.
Let me change that to Visa. And is it under your name or your husband's name?
You can put mine. I'm not sure. I think it's the same number, but just in case, we'll put my name.
Okay, and I'm ready for the card number.
It's 4147-2024-7148-8443.
Okay, and the expiration?
It's 12 of 25.
Excuse me. All right, so let me... Okay, so that is 1225 is the new expiration date. And your billing address for the 51 Greenwood Avenue in Wheeling, that is the same billing address.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the security code?
It is 358.
Okay, so that's 358. Excuse me. All right, so let's see. Let me just put my name in here that I got your card information updated. And let's see, that's your name. Okay, and are you ready to process the order for those two boxes? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and would you like to add in today a one-time shipment for the high-potency vitamin D3?
No, I think I still have some of that. Thank you.
Okay, and I'm waiting for your order to process. Okay, it said processing ended with error. Count of items did not match. Count of items. I don't know what that means. Count of items did not match. Let's see. All right. It says that it is an error here with the count of items. Okay. That's not okay. So I can't check the full number again, but you, the last digits are 8443, and it's under your name. It, the card expires December of 25. If you can please provide the security code again.
Let me see. One second.
Okay.
8443, security code 358.
Okay. 358. So let's see. Okay, they said no eligible items to resubmit. Okay. Excuse me. All right, so I just have to, I'm sorry, ma'am, for the delay. I've just got to actually go ahead and cancel this one out. I thought I could resubmit it, but it won't let me do it. Let me just put in here, processing error. Okay, I apologize once again for the delay. I'll go this way and do it. Okay. And I'm sorry it's taking longer than I expected. All right, so let me just do it this way. Well, that's kind of odd. Let me go back under here. It said something ship ready. Okay. Well, I guess the old order needed to clear out. I'm sorry. And now it's showing that it's ship ready. So that order did go through once the old account cleared out. You can expect to receive that within 7 to 14 business days. So everything did work out. I'm sorry about that. So that's what it is. I had to clear out the old information. So.
Okay, so we will see something, a charge, and then the product in a week or so, and then not again until July.
Right, and I'm in the process now of going back in to try to do that very quickly. And I'll put in the request to have that change because... Okay, so that's the number there. Okay. All right, so that's the first page. All right, so this is the account here. All right, so changing your shipping frequency from every 60 days. Actually, that will be 120 days. Instead of 60, 30, 60, 90. Yep, 120. Okay, so that's schedule change. All right, so I've gone ahead and made the schedule change. And your shipping frequency will be every 120 days, which is every 4 months. That's already been updated. And let me put in the request to have your shipments pushed out. So you do want to have them pushed out into July? Or what month do you want to have your next shipment to start? And then once that shipment goes out, then the system will automatically send them every four months.
Let's see. That would be what, January? Would June 1st be okay?
Mm-hmm. That's fine. So what I will do. Excuse me. Let me just put. That in the note here. Excuse me, I'm sorry. All right, so I will have that put into the requested note there to have your shipment or your next shipment paused until July 1.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, is there anything else that I can do to assist?
That's all. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome, ma'am. Thank you so much for calling OMAX Health, and please enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.